All right, I am Western Carolina University Masters of Entrepreneurship student Bill Miller here with the founder of Vandermolen Technology, Joel Vandermolen, for an entrepreneurship interview on September 28th, 2011, which we're doing on Skype and recording with an audio recorder. Joel and I happen to be very good friends, and he won't let me call him Mr. Vandermolen, so I'm going to address him as Joel. All right, Joel. Please know that my goals are to learn some about entrepreneurship, some about you as an entrepreneur, and some things that may be helpful to aspiring entrepreneurs. But you can skip any questions that you aren't comfortable answering. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right. So, Joel, please tell me a little bit about your business, Vandermolen Technology, or VMT for short.
VMT is a web company. We do web design, building, maintenance, and some hosting for companies and organizations all over the country.
And you're located in Pella, Iowa. Can you tell me something you like about your location?
Pella is a small town. It's jokes that if one person sneezes on one end of town, that someone will say, bless you, on the other side of town. It's nice being in a town where people know you and that you can get to know your clients a little bit better.
All right. Tell me a little bit about how you started VMT. Sort of an overview, please.
Well, when I went to college, a friend of mine had started a website for our church, and he wasn't going to be able to maintain it after he went to college. So I took it over from him, and after that I just started doing more through my college years and kept on going.
Okay. Is this your first entrepreneurial endeavor?
Yes, it is.
And, well, the cool thing about that is you're having success with it, and some entrepreneurs, it takes them a while to find success before that, so you should be commended for that. What kind of life experiences and or education did you have that gave you the confidence to become an entrepreneur?
Education was mainly in the information technology field, and so I learned how to do websites more. And I also did a lot more self-study that way. As far as business goings, that's always an ongoing learning process. Seeing which ways are better for advertising and getting word out and how to work with clients and that type of thing.
So what have you found to be, like, most effective with regard to advertising?
Well, my most effective means is word of mouth. I have tried traditional advertising with, say, radio and newspaper and some online advertising. But right now, that's part of the advantages of being in a small town and being connected with different people throughout the country. It's word of mouth, and that's kept me quite busy.
Good. What kind of challenges did you face when you started VMT?
Beginning, I would say that getting a client base and earning the trust, I guess you would say, of other businesses to be working with their websites and how they are portrayed to their potential clients.
How about startup costs? How did you fund VMT initially?
Well, my initial start was with my church's website. And in order to get started that way, they helped me get the programs that I needed in order to work with it. And I also had my own computer already for college classes. So I guess startup cost would really be through, church and a little bit of vocational rehabilitation and that kind of thing.
Okay, so it sounds like you kind of stumbled on a business, so to speak. So did you actually create a formal business plan, or did you just go with it?
I did not, no. My initial plan when I started doing these was to go through college and find a traditional career with a company after graduation. But that didn't happen, so I kept doing with what I had.
Got to work with what you got, for sure.
Yep.
All right, how are things going for VMT in general right now?
In general, we're doing pretty good now. As with every business, I have days that there's very little to do, and other days that I could use many more hours to get things done. But in general, we're doing pretty well. We've had a number of new clients start on this month and this year. So, yeah, I'd say we're doing pretty good right now.
All right. Are there ways in which you're trying to innovate?
Somewhat. With web technologies, there's always something changing, be it the programming languages in the background or how people want to work with their site. But, we're always innovating to keep up with the technology and see other ways of how we can better work for our clients.
Do you have a long-term vision of what you want VMT to be?
Not anything written down. I would like it to be something that I can definitely make a decent living at, let's say, at least, and be able to support myself completely at some point.
All right, what our listeners might not know is that, like myself, Joel is also paralyzed basically from the neck down and dependent on mechanical ventilation also, so those are additional challenges that we both face in our day-to-day lives and business opportunities. So what's a typical work day like for you currently?
Well, right now, when I get onto my computer in the morning, it's check my mail and see what clients want, or if I have anything that is left over from the previous day, get those requests done. And go throughout the day of, working on either immediate requests that need to be done or more long-term projects like building a new site from scratch and that type of thing. So basically, I just spend my day in front of the computer screen and work on what's needed, either just spur-of-the-moment requests or more long-term ones.
Gotta do what's important now, right?
Yeah.
All right. To potentially help aspiring entrepreneurs, what skills in particular do you think entrepreneurs need to have in order to be successful?
One key item that I need to continue to work on myself is more of a salesman type disposition. Being able to sell the product or service that they offer, and then being able to see how they can, what their advantages are over their competition. So knowing and being confident in themselves and how they can better a company's position.
Okay, is there any one item or thing in particular that might be most important for success for an entrepreneur?
Definitely self-confidence. Knowing that they can do whatever tasks that they are planning to, and they can sell that product or service.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or any piece of advice that you'd like to give for aspiring entrepreneurs?
Know what you want to do and how to do it, and be positive when you start up yourself.
Everybody's going to face adversity, and you got to stay strong and persevere through that, right?
Correct.
Absolutely. All right, Joel, thank you for your time, and thank you for sharing your insights. This concludes our interview. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.